we were in Portaferry to see some friends, and an altercation had happened between me and another fella inside the bar. As a result of that, we were asked to leave. Now, we were meant to stay in Portaferry, however, we decided to drive home, and just yards out of Portaferry on the way to Dundonald, I lost control of the car and crashed into a concrete wall and partially a telephone pole. My brother was killed outright from the crash, and there was smoke coming from the front of the car. My brother didn't have his seatbelt on, and when I seen the smoke, I tried to get him out of the car in case it was to catch fire. And at this point, it hadn't crossed my mind that he could be dead, as I was only winded. The next thing I know was police were on the scene and paramedics were tending to him, and the police took me into custody.
Well, what was going through your head? Your brother was out cold beside you, but you were still conscious.
Pure panic, shock. As I say, it didn't cross my mind that he could be dead because I knew I was fine. So I thought with the alcohol, maybe he was hard to wake. I was trying to wake him up with no response. It wasn't until a few hours later in the station when they had told me that he was dead. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was so unlikely. I didn't think there was any chance that he could have lost his life. But however, he did.
And what was that like, the moment that you were told that news? The fact that you were driving, you survived, and he died?
Heartbreaking. Horrible. Everything was going through my head, thinking about, first of all, believing it, and then having to speak to my family, my two other brothers, my brother's then girlfriend, my parents. Just horrible, absolutely soul-destroying. There's no words, like.
And what did your parents say and your other brothers when you told them?
My brothers and my parents supported me. They tried to calm me down. They told me things were okay, and that, you know, and that they loved me, and that they didn't want to lose another son. Very hard, very, very hard, beyond words.
And then, of course, you had the court appearance. You were formally charged and then had to appear before a court. Tell us about that experience.
The judge was understanding that it was my brother and that nobody wanted to see me go to prison. However, he had to give something as death was caused. The first relief came, actually, when I came to prison. Those 2 years leading up to that, I was in a very dark place. I'd contemplated suicide several times. Between alcohol and cannabis, different methods of coping. Coming into prison sobered me up, and the first relief came whenever I was sentenced. You know.
And how low did you get in those 2 years?
Oh, the lowest I've ever been. I've never felt anything like it. Even with all the support of family and friends, it just felt like nothing could... nothing could help, you know, nothing could help.
Was it the guilt?
Mainly the guilt, yeah. The guilt and seeing how it affected my brothers and my mum and dad. For months I couldn't spend much time with my mum and dad. I couldn't look at them that way. I couldn't see them and how it had affected them, you know. Brothers, maybe it was easier to be with the brothers at the time, you know. If I had been blamed by maybe one of my family members, it would have been a different story, you know. I didn't have that. I was never blamed, you know, and I always did accept full responsibility for it. Me and my brother were close, we were very close, and my whole family knew that, you know, and it just made it all the harder, you know. We were the best of friends as well as brothers.
And what do you think he would have made of where you are now, the fact that you have managed to turn your life around, and although you've served time in prison, that you're coming out a better person?
I think he'd be proud, you know. I recorded a 4-track EP of my own original music. It was all dedicated to him, and he always said to me that he wanted me to have my own studio and pursue a career in music.
And are there any lyrics in the songs you wrote for your brother that stand out for you right now that would sort of capture what he meant to you and what happened and how it impacted on you? Can you think of any or recall any of the lyrics?
In the song, Steal Back the Sun, the chorus says... they'll never understand the love we had. I'm trying hard, but I'm breaking bad, trying to be like you. And every day, I look in your eyes, immortalized in these hearts and minds. I only ever see you smile. Just talking about the relationship we had and how I didn't feel like anyone else could understand how close we were, and trying to make people understand how I was feeling at losing them.